Hey,
Blog
you
Talk
sexy
Radio.
Bee.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss Z. I'm running a little bit behind, but yes, I'm here. I've got my co-host Greg from the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, Ms. V? I'm doing
awesome.
I'm
having all kind of little emergencies going on.
I was going to say, I noticed you're running a little late tonight.
Just a little. But it's been a good week. First and foremost, I want to start the show. The V's at the Dark family is sending their condolences out to the family of the people who lost their lives in the three shootings in Atlanta this past week. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to form an opinion. I'm going to let the investigation go on. I will say that the sheriff is an idiot because... I don't agree with his statement, but aside from that, as far as saying what type of crime this is, I'm not going to get into it. I think there's been enough talk on the different TV stations about what they're assuming it is, and I agree with the Commander-in-Chief that we need to find out what truly was the motive for this.
Right.
All I can say is that... having a bad day is not a reason to go do that because I have plenty of bad days and I have yet to go kill anybody, okay?
Yeah,
have I wanted
exactly.
to kill some people? Yes. But having a bad day is not what I want to hear. And I will say that's the statement I will make. I don't want to hear about having a bad day because people have bad days every day. I mean, I'm sure you've had a bad day. I've had a bad day. People have bad days.
Yep.
Give me something better than that.
Yeah. I mean, my bad day, trust me, I'm not going to go do that shit.
On my bad day, I'm not going to buy a fucking gun and killing people, okay? I'm just keeping me honest.
No. I mean,
that's
trust
called,
me, if I go
will
buy
tell you what it's called,
on a bad
it's
day.
It's called premeditated murder. Now, I will say
now that is.
When you go buy a gun and go kill people on the day that you do it, that's called premeditated murder. So if nothing else is out there that I make my statement on, my statement will be is that this guy has to be charged with premeditated murder because the day of the shootings, he went and bought a gun and then he went and killed people. That's called premeditated murder.
Okay. Yes. Now, that's first I've heard. Since he did that, that's premeditated. Now, for me to go buy a gun, it's because I want this gun. Doesn't matter if it's an AR, AK, rifle, or, you know, 30-06.
When you go buy a gun and you go kill people, that's called premeditated.
And that's, yes, I agree.
And on the day of the shooting, he went and bought the gun before he did the shooting. The day of.
And see, that's,
But what I do want to talk about is the reason why I was a little late. Everyone knows that I have dogs. I've never made it a secret. Well, my one dog, my older dog, he's a Lhasa Apso. I call him the bougie one. Y'all probably heard me talk on the air about my bougie little dog. But my bougie dog has an infection. he has like an abscess or something in his mouth. So he's been on medication for a couple of weeks now. The doctor changed his medication.
Oh,
well. He's now on amoxicillin and some pills. Okay, first of all, it's hard to tell. I want people, if y'all hear this, send me suggestions on how to get this little motherfucker to take his medicine. I didn't put it on bread. I didn't put it in cheese. I didn't try to mix in his food. I told him right now, he ain't eating no more. I literally looked at him and I said, you know what? Since your bitch ass don't want to eat, you're not eating until you take your medicine. And he knows what the hell I'm talking about. I don't care what nobody says. So he's sitting there with medicine in his damn dog bowl because he won't take it. I didn't put it in cheese and everything else.
Pill form?
It's both.
Is it a pill form?
It's liquid and pill.
All right, now the pill form, go ahead and cut a hot dog, stuff it inside the hot dog, and force feed him to eat it. He'll swallow it. He'll chew it and swallow. We've done this with Great Danes and pugs, no problem. So use a hot dog.
Well, he took the medicine yesterday, but I think because they switched him over to amoxicillin, I don't know what it is. I didn't put the amoxicillin on bread, then wrapped the bread and cheese. I ain't talking about that cheese. I'm talking about American cheese, okay?
Yeah, still, no. Dairy dogs are not too fond of, but hot dogs, put it on. Now, the liquid form, that's a tough one. It would be best on bread, actually, tomatoes.
Oh, we
go
got a
put
caller.
Liquid.
Let's see. We got a new caller. Let's see if this caller got a suggestion for me from the 909. Hey, caller,
hello.
How are you doing?
I'm
hello?
All right, Ms. B. Hello.
Ms.
I'm
B? Here. How are you doing?
You're
calling from the 909?
Yeah, Southern California.
Oh, it's real early for you guys out there.
Yeah, we're on the other side of the world compared to you. Yeah, I mean, we're you know. Anyway, thank you for taking my call. And I do have a suggestion for you. In fact, I've had to recently, I have three dogs myself, my babies, and they are reindeer chihuahuas. And so they have a problem with their voice, with their trach collapses, I guess, because they're domestic. I don't know. They bark. And so anyway, it wears out. But anyway.
They're evil.
So if it's
they're
a pill.
Chihuahuas are evil. I'm sorry.
They
chihuahuas
can be.
Are evil. They
these
they
are very
like
docile.
They anybody but their owners. Chihuahuas don't like nobody
yeah.
but their owners. I know that.
I will agree with you. anyway, so vet had given us a liquid, but before that was a pill. And so I went down to the Rite Aid or CVS or wherever, and they in the medication area for like the old people are just people where they have like things for you to mash up the pill or cut the pill in half. And so if you are dealing with the pill, then go and get one of those. And there's one particular, I don't know, device that they have where it's all in one. So it'll slice the pill in half, then you open the other part, put the pill in there, and it'll grind it down for you. And then I would add a little bit of like a drop or two of water, you know, just to mix it up. And then in the baby section of a drugstore, you can find the eyedroppers because that's how they give babies, you know, their medicine. And so you just suck it up in that little eyedropper.
Like the dropper. We've got droppers for them. My vet actually gives me the dropper.
Ah.
I can't put nothing in this dog's mouth. This dog is like, seriously, it ain't happening.
Well, I can feel you there because ours were the same way. And so I just had to learn how to grip his head, you know, as far as put him underneath my arm. And then my hand goes over his mouth, pull it open, get your fingers in there, squeeze, and he's done. And so that's what I found worked because otherwise they move around and you can't get it in. Before you know it, it's all over their face. We went through that.
Yeah.
It was sticky all over. I was like, all right, enough with this. Come here. Let's see if we can figure this out. So I want you to get better.
That's
supposed to be good for you.
and that is so true, especially when you
I
use basically
mine. I told him, I said, if you don't take this medicine, I'm having you put the stick. He looked at me like, do it, bitch. He did. He looked at me like, do it. Like, you're not putting me to sleep. And he knows what put to sleep means. Because my dog that I had with him, he literally heard us talking about scheduling his appointment to put him to sleep. And he was like, that's not going to happen. And he literally went to, like, the edge of my garage and turned it back to us. And he passed away in my yard. He was like, you are not having me put down. I will go on my own. He was the end. And we scheduled an appointment. Me and my daughter, we had talked, and we were like, okay, we scheduled an appointment to take him in and have him put to sleep. We were going to do it, as they said, a humane way. He heard the conversation. He looked at me, and he was like, I'm not coming in the house for the rest of the week. I mean, he refused to eat for 3 days. He literally starved himself to death. He knew he was getting ready to go, and he did everything to make sure that he went the way he wanted to go. And he made sure I didn't have to see his eyes or anything. So he went farther back in my yard so he wasn't right there where he would find me. He walked.
Mm-hmm.
He laid out, and he had made sure his back was to me. And I'm like, I'm calling him, and he ain't moved. I kind of went towards him. I was like, okay, he is officially gone. I had to call my daughter, and she had to come over, and we found the place that actually did his creep. They came and picked him up. I did not know they had body bags for dogs. I found that out. They came and put him in the body bag, and they took his collar and everything off of him, and they let us say our goodbyes. They took him, and he was cremated.
He wanted to die at home. He wanted to be with his family.
This one knows what put to sleep means, and he's just like, really? That ain't happening. He just looked at me because I made the threat to him, and he just looked at me like, nice threat, that's not happening. Sometimes I said, I'm not giving you no more food until you take your medicine, because he's got his morning and afternoon medicine still in his bowl now. Sometimes I was like, until you eat your food, you just won't eat. But he figured that he was going to let me know that he was mad. So he made a nice little mess on my desk that was a little diarrhea. So I was cleaning up diarrhea off my desk when the show got ready to start. And I did find a little trick. I found out the dogs don't like the smell of apple cider vinegar. So... Not only did I clean my desk, and I had to pour down the apple cider vinegar, so hopefully he won't go back in that spot. Knowing him, he'll be cantankerous and be like, yeah, right, I'm going to do what I want. So
that was smart. But that's a good idea, because it's like, well, as soon as you get hungry, you'll eat some medicine, and then you'll
eat. Yeah, and he's done that before. When he gets hungry, he'll go on and eat. The thing is, I have a puppy, so I have to separate the puppy from his food, so he's not feeling a whole lot of things right now.
I like your style. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, and thank you for calling, because, see, I'm open to any suggestions, because this little cantankerous butt,
what's that?
I think he's upset because he's not the king of the house no more. I mean, I do have a new puppy. The new puppy walked in being the boss. The puppy walked in like my new home, my new person. And he came to a house that already had a dog here, and he tried to be friendly. Now, the same breed of dog I bought for my daughter, and I had him for 3 months before he went to stay with my daughter, and he used to step the mess out of my daughter's dog. But my puppy, he's like, he wants nothing to do with him. But he is also 3 years older than he was when I got my daughter's dog.
Oh, yeah, that could be it, too, as far as he's too... Too old, he's done with that mess as far as the youngins. And I say that because the mother of my two puppies, she's the same way. She used to be out there, you know, campering around and stuff, and now our neighbor's dog, when they come over, she just lays there and doesn't want to be bothered. Then she does this, but, you know, she snaps at him. It's like, Marley.
The puppy is now bigger than the older dog, so. Well, I knew that was going to happen, but he's still like, I'm not dealing with it. But my daughter's dog, who is 70 pounds, he'll play with him, which is crazy. The same breed,
that is crazy.
70 pounds, he'll play with him. But he wants nothing to do with the dog that lives in the same house with him that's 35 pounds.
How long have you had them together? I mean, are we over a month or so?
I got, The puppy I got right after Christmas, I got him the 28th of December.
Oh, wow. So they should have bonded by now, but they haven't. I see what you're saying now. Oh.
It's not really. I think what it is that the puppy came in. I don't know if he was the runt or the budge or what, but he came in like a beast. Like, Mom, I'm running all this. He's just like automatically a beast. But when my daughter brings her dog over, the two of them play. And if anybody wants to see what I'm talking about, you could go on Instagram and look for Puppy Titus. And you will see all his little activity and the crazy pictures I have of him because he has his own Instagram page. There are no pictures of me on there. So for anybody who thinks they're going to come look at me, there are no pictures of me. It is all the puppy. It is Puppy Titus. P-U-P-P-Y-T-I-T-U-S. You could go look at him. You could watch him grow. You could see him playing with my daughter's dog, which is Titus the Pit. They're both on Instagram. No, you will not see me in any of these pictures because this is not about me. This is about the puppy. And that's truly his Instagram, Puppy Titus. So if anybody wants to see what I'm talking about and see the difference in size, you can... I think I actually have a picture of the three dogs together because on New Year's Eve, we did New Year's Eve, and that was his first New Year's Eve, and everybody was exhausted, but yes, he has his own Instagram. So I do thank you for calling with the advice because that, like I said, I'm open. I just have an old cantankerous dog. Let's rephrase it. I have an asshole. He's like a man. No disrespect, Greg.
Well, thank you both. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
You also.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. And she ready, Holden. Yes. I love that advice. And feel
she
free to
awesome.
Call back. Okay. We know. Randy, what's up?
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing? You see, we got a caller from California today.
I heard. Is the first one time for you?
Yes.
Have a caller from California?
Well, outside of, you know, the porn stars that call from California. I mean, this was about, because I had the question about how to take care of the dog. You know, most of the porn stars I deal with are in Cali, so.
Okay. I just watched. I just got finished watching a great movie today, or I should say yesterday.
What did you watch?
I watch. You ever heard of the movie Bamboozled?
Yes.
From Spike Lee.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it for the first time. I think it was Friday, and it's pretty good. I've seen every film Spike Lee has done. But I see most of them. But I think this is the most controversial film he has ever done. Most controversial
it's
film.
It's been
he
a
has.
While since I've seen Bamboozled, but who's in that one? Because I got to remember, it's so many different movies that Spike Lee has out there.
Yeah, Jada Pinkett. Jada Pinkett's
okay,
in it. Damon Wayans.
Yeah, I definitely don't remember that one. The one I'm thinking about is with Eric LaSalle.
I think it's the only movie I've seen in my lifetime where the N-word is saying more times than any other movie I ever saw. And I thought the blaxploitation movie had used the N-word so many times.
So I was going to say, I haven't seen too many Spike Lee's, but trust me, Quentin Tarantino, wow.
Uses a whole lot. Quentin Tarantino, I truly think, must have talked to some black folks and said, can I get permission? Because Lord knows between Pulp Fiction, what's the one with,
Django.
You know the one I'm thinking, the most Django. You know
Django.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that one.
Oh,
okay.
Trust me, Django. Whoa, watch out.
Django says the N word so much that.
Oh yeah.
I see a lot of those.
But man, you be sitting there like.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I see a lot of blacks with it. I thought they say the N-word a lot. I mean, you know, like Richard Pryor. I mean, Richard Pryor says the N-word in his movies, most of his movies.
Yeah, but that's also, during that time, that was more acceptable. Django is Django's not even 10 years old, which.
Yeah, I mean, 70s, it was, I mean, you got Red Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Pryor. And, who else?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, 80s.
Well, he's the 80s.
So, you got a whole bunch there, that. Now, you come with Quentin Tarantino. Oh, that's 90s, 2000s.
Yeah.
Now, oh, yeah. Django, the Django, however you want to pronounce it. Oh,
you watch Django, they say it so much, you'd be if it weren't for the fact that you understood the time frame, and I think that's where it's being accepted,
yes.
Because you can't do a period piece and not use the language from that period.
Right.
And
but it's still, you know,
whoa.
To have a modern producer to produce something with that language is what, you know, still you'd be like, really? You know, the first time I saw Django, I was like, did they really? I was like, did he really? I had to sit back. I was like, okay. Remember,
did he
it's,
hear
a
it go there?
It's a period piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it was holy shit. Wow.
Well, I really can't
because
say
it was. Ooh. No, trust me, Randy, watch a movie and then.
Yeah, I have to see that for myself. Don't tell me nothing.
No, it's.
Yeah,
no,
you have to
I'm
watch
not,
Django because Django, you'll sit there and you'll be like, damn.
And trust me, it is hard to watch. It
it's
was
hard
for
to
me
watch.
To watch all of it.
Was it hardcore?
I think I've seen Django maybe twice. The first time, it was just like the as they say, your mouth is dropped. The second time, it's like, did they really say it that many times? You know,
and you really
have to, and I can't watch it again. Actually, I won't because, and the best way to say it is that you look at Django and you look at Ray. And think about Ray as a period piece, but I don't even think I recall hearing it in Ray. If I'm not mistaken, they may have, but it may have been such a small amount of times that it just really didn't resonate. And that's the difference. That's the best way to put it. Considering when Ray was made right before Ray Charles passed away, and that's, you know, based on his life, so we know the language was used during that time. And you look at Django and the time that, you know, and when that was made, and it's just really, you know, I remember it, like you said, Greg, I remember it more in Django than I do in Ray.
Yeah. I mean, Ray was bad, but Django, trust me, that's been the most extreme, I think, that I've ever seen as far as with that word and just... And it would be a true depiction of that time frame as far as when it broke trace in the 1800s.
I mean, I just figure if I want to hear something like that, I can go back to the 70s blaxploitation movies and do that. Back to the early 70s. I can go back to that.
It, Yeah, I mean, movies back then were, okay, maybe, but no. Django, trust me, that is, wow.
I'll about to say, I said earlier that Bamboozled, it said something about, said the N-word more, I think, in my mind, it says more, N-word more times than any other movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Any other movie I've ever seen in my life. Not, don't even go that far. But, I haven't seen, I can't even pronounce
Django.
The damn word. Django, yeah.
Django.
I would have to
even though
that
it starts
to
with a D.
Yeah. The Django, yeah. I would have to see that movie to compare the two. I would have to see that movie because I haven't seen it because I really can't say which motion picture says the N-word so many times. Bamboozled?
I'm not even going to look it up because I really don't want to know. I'm going to be honest.
And that's me. I mean, I don't even want to know that. I mean, everybody thought, hell, you go back to the 1970s and go to Blazing Saddles.
That's not even enough. That's nothing. I mean, Bamboozled makes Blazing Saddles look like a Disney film.
And
Django? Like a Disney film. Yeah. Django, I mean,
I'll put it this way.
Okay,
Randy,
let me change the subject.
Django is worse.
I'm going to change the subject.
Okay.
How many people have seen the Grubhub commercial? The one with the animated figures?
Yeah, I saw that one, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the dancing?
Somebody explain to me what is up with, okay, I understand that the people that I consider non-cool are walking around with socks and sandals, but why they got to go so far as to put this with the dad and the dog on Grubhub commercial, and then they got the pregnant woman in the Grubhub commercial? I mean, can somebody explain what's up with the animated figures and all these different commercials? So they figured that since they couldn't find real people, they would just do animated people, and that would just make me, it don't make me want Grubhub, but it makes me wonder, is I'm like, okay, really? So you're saying pregnant women are ordering Grubhub, people with no style and dressing order Grubhub, and children are ashamed of their parents who order Grubhub. So, I mean, it's a cute commercial. Don't get me wrong. I see nothing wrong with Grubhub. But every time I see somebody walking around with socks and sandals on, I'm like, what's the point? I still haven't understood what's the point of socks and sandals. And to have a person, Titus, if you don't get off of me, go.
Must love you.
I swear, I just gave him some drugs to calm him down, but he like all over me today. He's like really all over me. Should have got you high earlier. Yes, yeah. I did say that people have said I get my dog high. And if you want to know what I get him high with, go on Amazon. I get him high with, it's called, the brand is Truly. It's called Calming Support, and it's hemp seed, soft chew. I give him 600 milligrams. Because this little monster is hyper. So, yes, I get my dog
high. That's actually
good. I'm sorry,
what
did you say, Greg?
That's actually good. As far as what you give him.
Yeah,
you
I'm not giving him a joint or anything, you know, for anybody who wants to say, Lisa said she got her dog high. You're damn right I get him high. I get him high because if y'all saw how hyper this little monster was or is right now, I mean, anybody who's listening to this show should understand, this is like working with a child at home.
Uh-huh.
He is hyper as hell.
But people have to think that when we talk about, you know, getting a diet or dog child, whatever, high at home, it is not compared to what we did back in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
Okay, first of all, I didn't get
it's
high.
Completely
I'm just letting everybody
different.
Know. I'm not even trying to be funny. So for anybody who sits there and say, oh, Miss V, you, no, I have never gotten high. That is the one thing. I've always been a drinker. I literally have never gotten high, and my friends joke with me about that, that I've never gotten high.
Yeah.
I've heard about people getting high. I know plenty of people to get high.
I've seen people get high.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I've seen people get high.
No, but I'm just saying,
hell,
I know
I've
people
been.
Get high, but I've never
I've
gotten
high,
high, so... So when Greg says he's gotten high, I've never gotten high, unless you consider my alcohol high. You know, so I've had my alcohol high, but as far as a marijuana high, I've never had a marijuana high.
Nope.
Oh, I've had that a few
now,
times.
Now,
don't
have
do
I
drugs?
Had some other things high? Yes, I did. God, I think, and see, this is the whole thing. I think that I had Scalene. Which is a upper. And
uh-huh.
Okay,
this was,
speed.
And I
no
had one, if you've and ever, I never did it again.
If you've ever had a diet pill that looked like a bird egg, speckled, wild bird egg, that was speed. And
mm-hmm.
It was a prescription for diet.
Okay, see,
80s.
I don't know what I had because they gave me something that was called a Purple Passion, and it was a little bitty pill. It was so little that you could barely see it, but I took that
right.
With a golden champagne, and that's the only thing I've ever had. And I swear I would never do it again because it just, it made me paranoid. You know, and I tell people, when I say it made me paranoid as hell, and I did not like that feeling, and I said I would never do it again because I don't like anything that makes me paranoid.
Okay, yeah. But did it make you speedy? You know, you are doing things faster?
Mm-hmm.
I was very aware, like, I thought of, like, so maybe it did speed things up because I was very much aware of the stoplight, like, three blocks before it turned red or whatever, so.
I mean, hell, marijuana did that to me.
But I'm just saying, I just didn't like the way it made me feel. It was one of those things where it was a feeling where I never wanted to feel that way again because.
Right, right.
It just didn't feel good. Now, I have joked with my friends that after I retire from my day job that I will be doing edibles. And my children have joked and they was like, I'll be asleep all the time. So, because I already gonna, you know,
well,
they joke
no.
And they're like, yeah,
I
Mom, you're going to do edibles and you're just going to be calm and sleep. Because
no,
I do alcohol. I mean, all I do is I drink alcohol.
And that's fine. I've taken edibles and lotions with THC, and it's not what you actually think. It actually helps with the pain of some arthritis and then also I'll put it this way. I pulled a muscle in my shoulder. I'm going to put that lotion on my shoulder compared to putting something else on that is prescribed by a doctor. It's more natural with THC stuff because it's a plant base. I mean, hell, if you want to eat plant-based foods, that's the best one. Not to mention, hey, who is it? Hidden Valley Ranch has a plant-based ranch dressing.
Gee, why is everything plant-based?
For a dollar more than regular.
Because when you go plant-based, because they're found, they're, a lot of adults are finding out that they're allergic to gluten. So going plant-based really allows them to not have any gluten in their diet, because when they go plant-based, they can actually look and they'll take the wheat out of it, which is where the gluten is normally at. And plant-based is actually better for a lot of people.
Okay.
And for anybody who's wondering why we're talking about plant-based and vegetarian is technically the same, but a little bit different, because you can have a plant-based diet and still eat meat. Because you put meat with a plant-based diet. Vegans will do plant-based with no meat whatsoever. But then you also want to look at some, you want to look at the difference between a vegetarian and a vegan, because a vegetarian will eat regular cheese with cow's milk. Vegans do not eat any dairy whatsoever. They don't eat fish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I cannot be a vegan because, see, I love my fish. I have to have my fish. You know, I could not be vegan. I'll tell everybody. I could be vegetarian before I could be vegan, because what people don't understand, vegetarians will eat fish and chicken. They just won't eat beef and pork, which a lot of people don't understand. Vegans, on the other hand, eat none of that, and they don't eat cheese.
No dairy. And everything, no. Tofu, I've tried. I can do that every now and then, but no.
You know what? Tofu is only good if you mix it the right way. You got to cook it with the right thing. Because tofu takes on the flavor of whatever you're eating.
Yep.
So whatever you cook tofu with is what it will take the flavor of. So if you really, really do tofu, like with a Thai meal, and you'll love it because of the different flavors that are in Thai food.
Well, Thai food has spicy hints. It'll kick it up a notch.
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about tofu and all that veggie stuff. Veggie burger. I'm not too crazy about a veggie burger. I'm not a fan of veggie burgers. Or at least turkey burgers.
Well, I mean, I made, like, chili tonight with beef and turkey. So turkey is okay, but turkey bacon, oh, hell no.
Turkey bacon, ew. Ew.
No.
Ew.
Hell no.
Give me pork. Give me the regular bacon. I'm sorry.
Bingo.
Give me regular bacon. I mean, you may have a heart attack, but hey.
Wow, I'm so fucked. Now I'm looking at my I'm looking at my basketball bracket, and I had Connecticut over Maryland. Connecticut lost.
Yeah.
I had Texas over Abilene. They lost.
Yeah, you lost that one.
I had BYU over UCLA.
Oh, yeah, I saw that game. That was a great game.
I did have Florida State, but I had Georgetown over Colorado. That was just a horrible pick because Colorado won.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did get LSU, and I did get U of M.
Mm-hmm.
I got Iowa, and I got Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I got Kansas, and I got USC. But I picked Virginia over Ohio, and Ohio beat Virginia. That know-nothing school in Ohio, not the Ohio State, because Ohio State got knocked out in the first fucking round.
By ORU.
Yeah. Oh, Robert University. Kick that ass. You know.
In overtime.
But I had Creighton. I had Missouri over Oklahoma. Oklahoma beat Missouri.
Yep.
I did have Gonzaga. I couldn't see Gonzaga. Gonzaga is always up there. Anybody who's left against Gonzaga kind of, you know, needs to check their pulse.
Yep. And they should have beat OSU.
What's that team that got bumped off because of COVID?
I saw that earlier today, and I had to go look at my bracket, and I couldn't remember who. I saw it popped up earlier because my bracket is just – the only thing left in my bracket is that for – I still have – now, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
My final four is messed up because I had – for the final four, I had – Gonzaga and Michigan, they're both in there, and I had Villanova and West Virginia. West Virginia is gone. So Villanova is still hanging in there, but naturally, I'm just going to put it out there. I put Michigan to take the championship. Everybody knows how I feel about Michigan, but, you know, I did put
course.
Michigan for the championship.
Yep.
So my bracket could be worse, but I'm just looking at it. I'm just like, okay, I need football season to come back. And I will be doing another meet and greet with another Detroit Lion. The Detroit Lions are in a rebuild. For anybody who has not realized it, the Detroit Lions, I don't even know who to root for. Our kicker is gone. Our quarterback is gone. Galladay is gone. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit back and, you know, everybody that I have jerseys for is gone other than Kerryon Johnson. So I'm like, okay, this year I'm going to sit back and I'm just going to pray. But I have another meet and greet with – I'll be doing another meet and greet with the Detroit Lions. Y'all know I'm a real Lions fan, so I actually was invited. Me and my daughter both got our invites last week. There's another round table, whatever you want to call it. We're going to be talking with another Detroit Lions legend. So that should be
wake up, Randy.
Yeah. Yes. What do you say, Greg?
I thought it was just me that was hearing that.
Nah, Randy, you're starting to snore.
Who's snoring? I'm not snoring. I'm not even tired.
Nah, you getting close.
I'm not even tired. It's still early. Still early in the evening.
Oh, trust me, I know.
It's still early in the evening.
I love that we have this early show. The early show helps us.
Yeah. Have you been watching the women's championship?
No, but the NCAA needs to get their asses kicked. And let's keep it real. We know getting damn well the NCAA was not going to all of a sudden give them women weight. If they wouldn't have put all that shit out there for the whole world to see, they would have had that one little sack of weight. That was pathetic. And then they come out and say, oh, well, they didn't have the space. So they can't, wait a minute, when they said, well, we didn't have the space for a workout room, and they come, and the same female, she comes out, calls back, and she's like, they say they don't have a space, but look at all this space we got. All of a sudden, now they got equipment.
Amen.
Oops, we dropped the ball. I love it. Oops, we dropped the ball. Really? You think you dropped the ball? That was more than drop the ball. You forgot about fucking damn Instagram and all that shit. Did you forget that everybody had fucking cameras and videos
yep.
on cameras?
Anybody, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
My question is, did they think that was only reserved for fucking protests? Did they not think that shit would affect them? Or did they think, oh, they only pull out their cameras when there's protests going on? Hell to the nah.
Yeah.
That was more than a drop in the ball. That was a major fuck up. And the NCAA should be ashamed of themselves because you saw the Dick's Sporting Goods, which I don't know what happened, but I saw the Dick's Sporting Goods say, hey, we'll take care of this. And they did send a truck to start dropping off equipment to them. I think the NCAA, after they saw Dick's Sporting Goods, said, we got you. They went on and supposed to take the equipment.
Uh-huh.
Don't jump on me.
And another thing, I thought usually NCAA tournament starts on a Thursday. It didn't start on Thursday on regular TV. It only had four games. They only had the first four games. I mean, that's a first
yeah.
right there.
Friday.
Well, COVID.
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah.
Well, COVID
and
is a good
that's
thing.
Because,
I mean,
well, all the teams had to make it up to Indianapolis and stay there quarantined 24 hours.
Mm.
Then, okay, everyone's negative, start playing ball.
Start playing ball, yeah.
And
yeah, but why so late?
They don't
I mean,
go
I understand
to
COVID.
Different
I mean, I
well,
understand.
They don't go to, used to go to different states and play four games, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's all up in Indy.
All, and all the women's are in Texas.
Yeah.
San Antonio. All the
well, another thing, look at the food. I want to know why the men getting much better food. Why the men got food? Why Wendy's taking truckloads of food to them? And the women getting, like, fucking damn TV dinners.
And see,
really?
I have not seen that
really?
Yet.
Really?
Yeah, that not only did they fuck up on the waste, they fucked up on the food, too.
Probably figure the women don't eat much. I don't know what the deal is.
Okay, I'm telling you,
no.
if you give me a fucking damn TV dinner or something that I got to throw in the microwave, but these motherfuckers getting KFC, literally they said they ordered so much fucking Wendy's that Wendy's had to send like a box truck with the food for them. That's how much fucking food that the men ordered because they have like late night service and stuff. So, and first of all, anybody who knows about athletes, this is not being a man or a woman. Athletes in general burn more calories and they eat more food. So during this time, what we would call a normal day, which would be the average person, is only should eat like 2,000 calories a day. Athletes on average will eat between 5,000 and 7,000 calories a day because they're burning some serious calories. So to sit there and give the females different from the men, they full of shit because I'm telling you that we all know when we were younger, and I will go for nothing. Let's not even go younger. As recently as 2011,
mm-hmm.
when I was preparing for my marathons and stuff, I can tell you that my daily intake went up from 1,200 calories a day, which is the recommended dietary for everybody who does not work out, whatever. My recommended, because I was preparing for a marathon, I was doing between 2,000 and 3,000 calories a day, and that was what I had to do to maintain my strength. I was still losing weight, but these are the things. So when you're preparing for different things and you're working out, your calorie intake is different. So to give them fucking TV dinners, as a grown woman who was over the age of 40 when I did marathons, you know, I will be honest. That's some straight-up bullshit. You know, and I'm not some damn 22-year-old athlete, but I can tell you that I had to change my eating, and I had to eat more calories.
If I was a girl, you better...
As you can...
If I was a girl, I would say give me more than a TV dinner. TV dinners don't fill you up. TV dinners don't fill you up. I'm sorry. Give me something.
So,
I mean, give me something like a hamburger.
The NCAA just messed up all the way around. And then I was watching the female game today where the dudes had more fans. I want to know why the females didn't have fans. First of all, Texas ain't got no damn restrictions. I mean, Texas is like an open fucking – Texas is – I don't even want to get into it. I just said Texas, and a thought came to my mind about an idiot from Texas, so I don't even want to go there because I don't want to go like that. But Texas is an open state. And did you, if anybody looks at the female game, they have no fans in the stands where the men who are at their game, to tell you how obvious that it is that the men have fans, let me tell you. I was watching the Michigan game yesterday, and it's so funny because you could tell the broadcasters are old, and apparently they're older than men, dumber. Because this broadcaster, they panned to a couple of guys that were in the stands cheering for the game. Now, they had the, let me read it because I had sent, they had on onesie. They didn't even know what the fuck the onesie was. I kid you not, I had to send my daughter because she went home and she was watching the, it was Twisted Tea. So if you don't know what Twisted Tea is another hard lemonade thing.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, they had on yellow onesies. But I thought they pants them, and it was like, God, those guys look so comfortable. I look, what's that that they're wearing? Now, the damn onesie said Twisted Tea. Now, I'm fucking 52 goddamn years old. I know what the fucking damn onesie is. I looked at that shiny. It was a onesie. How the fuck you broadcasting a goddamn thing? That should look awful what they got on, what they wearing. There's ain't Twisted Tea on it. So you know that they fucking Twisted Tea must have gave it to them because Twisted Tea got fucking free advertising. I almost went and bought a damn Twisted Tea after I saw that shit. So... they got their free advertising from the damn two guys wearing their onesies. But it was a onesie. We see onesies all the damn time. I mean, hell, my mama know what a onesie is, and she's 75 years old. My grandmama know what a onesie is, and she's 92 years old. How the fuck the damn guys broadcast the goddamn game don't know what the fuck a damn onesie is? If you have fucking children, you know what a onesie is. Hell, you ain't got to have children to know what a onesie is. They sell them all over the goddamn place. I mean, hell, I'm going to order me a damn Lions onesie. So, again, how the fuck did the broadcaster not know what a onesie was?
Not to mention, they have onesies for adults. If you remember the old Western movies.
Yeah.
Those guys wearing the red underwear onesies.
Yeah. Those were the originals onesies.
But the flap in the back.
I had a pair.
I mean, the difference between that, the women has the fake audience. The fake audience. No fans, but the fake audience. The men's almost fake audience because we got a few people on the stand. Because we got a few people on the stands scattered all over the place. It's like the can.
I can't wait to opening day. They saw opening day is April 1st.
Hey, yep.
And
yep.
I want everybody to. Okay. Can somebody get a statistic? Because this is the statistic that I want. I want to know how many DUIs happened on April 1st this year. Because I can tell you, anywhere, first of all, there's going to be baseball games. They're going to be fans in the stadiums. Even here in Detroit, they're going to have fans in the stadium. Let me tell you something about opening day and alcohol. They go together. So I want to know how many bars are going to be filled up because I know Detroit is not the only goddamn city that when there's opening day, all the bars around the fucking damn stadium is open, and they fucking selling liquor like it ain't shit and got the damn big TVs up. So can somebody tell me how many fucking damn DUIs were issued that day? Because I can tell you in all actuality that because I used to work in downtown Detroit on opening day, I literally took opening day off work. And I'm going to tell you why. I took opening day off because you cannot get from downtown Detroit on opening day. And you have a greater chance of getting into an accident because of the people who are drinking and driving. So opening day is like a holiday to me when I used to work in downtown Detroit. I would literally not go to work on opening day. Not because I was going to the game, because my ass was staying at home to avoid all that shit.
Yeah,
opening day is just like another day to me. I mean, it's not a holiday. It's just another open, just another day, as far as I'm concerned.
It's another day that you put the baseball fans. It's a holiday. People take their kids out of school for opening day. I have been to opening day game, but I also realized that there is more alcohol served and everything else on opening day. You have to be a fan of that sport. It's like, you know, my opening day is the home game of the football season. For other people, opening day is the first home game of the hockey season. I happen to live in a city where we have all four sports. So the first game, the first home game of the season, for regardless of what sport it is, that is opening day for them people. I have been a Tigers opening day because I am a Tigers fan. It's just that we've been so shitty lately that I have not really been paying attention. But also, you have to really be into that sport to understand, because I can tell you, people who don't even like baseball, well, opening day is the official start of spring. Fuck baseball. Once you hear that it is officially opening day, winter should be goddamn over. You shouldn't be seeing no snow. It shouldn't be cold. You should be celebrating titties out, ass out, legs out, feet out, everything. That is what opening day means. Opening day means that you pull out the sandals, you put the winter coat up for the damn season, you get your cute sandals out for when we get our feet going. For men, you ain't got to wear no coats. Oh, opening day is the official end of spring. If you do not understand, Randy, I'm going to tell you what opening day means.
Yep.
Am I wrong, Ray?
I mean,
I know what opening day is. I mean, I know what opening day is.
No, you said that you don't want another day to you? But for her, that's the day that I get to share, like, all my fucking, that's like the titties coming out day for me.
Yeah, so you get arrested for it.
Hey,
you can get arrested for that shit.
No. When I say the titties coming out day, I'm not talking about pulling out the bounce them around, Randy. When I say titties coming out, that means that I'm not wearing no, I'm not covering up. That means I can wear low-cut tops and not worry about catching a chest cold or anything. That's what opening day means.
Opening day, I mean, the spring equinox just happened last weekend.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. That means, oh, spring's here. No, that's only for meteorologists and all that shit. But opening day, baseball, oh, shorts, T-shirts, oh, loafers, sandals, let's go.
We done talked about everything in this, and it's time for us to call it another day, another week. Guess what? It's time for us to go. We got one more week because we will be taking Easter off. We are not going to be on the air on Easter Day. So I want everybody to have a great week. Have be safe.
Now,
enjoy the warmer weather if you are getting it. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Easter is
no Easter is the first
weekend?
Easter is the first Sunday in April. We got one more
Palm
week.
Sunday. Palm Sunday's next.
Better
Palm
double
Sunday
check that.
Sunday.
Better check that calendar.
I checked it.
Palm
Easter
Sunday's
is April
next
4th.
Week. Palm Sunday's next week. Believe that. Believe that.
All right. Palm Sunday
Easter
is
Easter Sunday
28th.
Is
yes.
April Sunday, April 4th is Easter Sunday.
I'm wrong. My bad.
Don't worry about it.
But have a great week, everybody. We will be back next week.
Ciao.
Bye.
I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.